Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? There's never been a time in history that things haven't changed. Things always change. People get new ideas. There are new ways to do things. People think they have a better way to do it. So throughout the ages, if you study history, you can see there have been monumental changes. But I'm not sure that there's been a time like there is right now where the changes are so profound, it's hard not to see them. Things have changed drastically. Things that we used to take for granted are no longer there. Business people have changed their thinking drastically. And one of the things that's really done that is inflation. Business people are trying to get along with less. They're trying to take shortcuts to find ways to cut their expenses. And sometimes, many times, they're not doing the right thing. They're not cutting them in the right way. They're not understanding what really business they're in. They're not understanding that they're there to serve people. It doesn't matter what business you're in. It makes no difference. You can be a software company. You can be a doctor company. You can sell cardboard boxes. It makes no difference. You are there to serve people. Do you remember the old days? You'd go to the grocery store, and you would say, listen, I can't find the can of peaches that I'm looking for. And the grocery clerk would take you over to the aisle and say, well, here they are. Here's your selection. And you'd say thank you. Today, if you can find a grocery clerk to help you, and you say, I need to find these peaches. Oh, go over there to aisle 7, somewhere in the middle. You'll find them. No personal service. And things are eliminated. If you go to the car dealer, there was a time when you'd go to the car dealer and they would have a few newspapers there to read, current newspapers. Maybe they'd wash your car, or maybe they'd have a service where they'd give you a car. Some still do, but most don't. Or they would have a van that would take you wherever you wanted to go and pick you up later. But a lot of that's gone away because expenses. They want to cut them. Or the classic is the doctor's office. You call your doctor's office, and you may not get your doctor's office anymore. You may get a call center that sets appointments, if you can get anyone on the phone at all. Things have changed. So I want you to think about your business, and I want you to think about what you're doing, how you're changing things. But I want you to consider not lowering the bar, not giving less customer service, not giving more personalized advice to your customers, not pretending like they don't exist and that they should just come into your business just because. Train your people well in customer service. When there is a problem, don't run from that problem. Head right into it. Contact those people. Call them. Talk to them. Make them feel like you really care, because it seems, and this may not be the case, but it seems that nobody cares today. Business people are making a huge mistake by changing everything, eliminating customer service, eliminating the customer contact, not having contact with their customers or their employees. So they're not making you feel welcome when you come to their business. They're just another business. They're just another grocery store. They're just another clothing store. They're just another department store. Just another. So there's really no motivation for you to go there, because it used to be, back in the old days, that people would go to the grocery store and look forward to talking to the person at the produce counter that they knew for years, or the meat counter, or where they were checking out. The person at the checkout counter, they'd ask them, gee, understand your child's graduating from college or graduating from high school, or gee, how did that little one get so big? They knew each other. We've eliminated a lot of that, and I'm asking you to consider, where you can, reinstating that personal touch to make people feel like you care about them. Now, we can take that to employees. Also, are you really caring about your employees? Are you really making your employees feel like they're more than a number? Then it wouldn't really matter whether they were there or not. That's the success of business. Success of the business and growing the business is about making people feel important and make customers feel important and make them feel like they're wanted and make them feel that you're doing everything you can to service them. And making employees, of course we have to work, but making employees feel important, make them feel that you understand, that you're paying attention to them, that you're doing everything you can for them. You create loyalty with people. Everything has become so impersonal. We go on the internet, we order something from the internet, a delivery person brings it, drops it off at our front door. We have no idea who packed it. We have no idea who delivered it. We have no idea about anything. We're isolating ourselves more and more every single day, and you don't want to do that in your business. You want to, of course, you want to be within the framework of what you need to spend to make a profit, because it's about making a profit. But one of the ways you make a profit is by drawing people to your business, whatever that business happens to be. Making them feel like it's a pleasure to shop at your store or to do business with you. Or they'll recommend you because they think that you are the greatest. There was a problem, you know, but my business person took care of that for me right away. You can depend upon them. So let's move into the new world that we're living in. Let's embrace technology. Let's have modern ideas. But when it comes to dealing with people, let's be a little old-fashioned and know how important they are. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you. To continue the conversation, go to my website at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. I know you'll be in action, and just make it happen.